Most of the areas worst affected by landmines planted by the Ian Smith regime include Mukumbura communal lands, Sheba Forest, Bema Valley, Rositu to Muzite Mission, Sango Border Post to Crooks Corner and Border Streams. Some organizations clearing the landmines in Mukumbura say undetonated mines in the area are very dense, unfenced, and situated close to homesteads, schools, and clinics, and as a result are still seriously affecting the lives of local people. Several lives have been lost in the past as villagers have tried to use hoes and shovels to dig the landmines. Some villagers have also lost a lot of livestock, a source of livelihood in this border area. A non-governmental organization, Halo Trust, has brought hope to villagers in Mukumbura communal lands as it is in the process of clearing the minefields using modern technology. Halo Trust has cleared about 25 kilometers of the 400-kilometer stretch occupied by local people. Some of the villagers say they are now accessing their fields, grazing land, and a local river full of fish in cleared areas. One of the happy villages is Shepherd Madzengerere.
Grazing land is now in abundance, and the access to water near Mukumbura River, it is now clear because the mines are now removed.
Another villager, Michael Mourinho of Kapfuza village, concurred, adding that the minefields have seriously affected their lives.
Some of the locals are benefiting more, or we can simply say three or four the benefits. Firstly, the areas which are being cleared is given to the locals for farming production, and even their livestock, they are having good grazing areas.
July Picture Knowledge, the demining manager of Halo Trust, said they are expected to demine a 400-kilometer stretch along the border area.
We have a challenge of these minefields. Some have got deep-buried mines, and these minefields are barring people to cross from one point to another, especially from their villages to the grazing land, water points, and the field. So those are the challenges, and it's an economical barrier to the local resident. They cannot farm. They cannot even breed their own things. So all these things, it's an economical barrier. In those areas where we have cleared, it means people are happy. They have access. They are going to increase their land of production. We have cleared 27.9 kilometers free of mines. That land is just awaiting for a Zimbabwe Mining Action Center to surrender it to the government so that we'll have land release. Out of 417, we're talking of 380 kilometers left.
Tom Deeb, Halo Trust Program Manager, noted that they needed more resources to demine the border area.
With regards to the effect the mines are having on the community, they were really set up as a complete barrier along the minefield, along the border between Zimbabwe and Mozambique. The aim at the time being to stop freedom fighters crossing out of the country to get training, and then once they'd been trained to cross back into the country again with training and with equipment. And as such, it really is this hundreds of kilometers of physical barrier. What we find after the war is that people have come back and they find that one side of the road is a minefield and the other side of the road they're free to live. But very often their fields and the water sources are on the far side of the minefield. So we have big communities separated from their land, separated from water. And you know, the only really way to free that up is to clear the mines. So you know, that is what we're doing. In addition to just blockage of access to land, even with safe paths, people can use the paths, but we find that cattle can't. What we need to do is try and increase the size of what we're doing and perhaps look at smarter ways of doing some of the tasks. For instance, bringing in machines to deal with areas of high metal contamination or deep buried mines. At the moment, we're struggling through that with manual deminers, which is possible, but it's slow. And there are better ways, so we're currently seeking funding to do that.
Halo Trust estimates that over 1,550 people have been killed by the landmines from the time they were planted by the Rhodesian security forces. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.